Hi everyone, today we're going to do a podcast for Professor Beal's 102 class. I'm Jennifer.
I'm Nevaeh.
And I'm Rachel.
Hi, my name is Jennifer. I'm currently a first year Reading Star student at TCC, and I'm currently enrolled in Professor Beal's English 102 class.
Hi, I'm Nevaeh. I'm also a Running Star student, and I'm also currently in Professor Beal's English 102 class at TCC.
And I am Rachel, and I am a returning student from 9 years ago who is currently in the nursing program and a Professor Beal English 102 student at Tacoma Community College. So today we're going to be talking about nature's nurtures. And you might want to know exactly what does that mean. So we're talking about, or nature's nurtures is about living in cities, being associated with an increased risk for mental disorders such as depression, schizophrenia, anxiety disorders, things that have really seemed to rear their ugly head in today's society. Because it has been shown that the amygdala is more active during a stress-related task in an urban setting compared to rural dwellers, it's important for us to understand how urban versus natural or rural environments affect our mental health in the brain.
So what is nature's nurtures?
So essentially nature's nurtures is using nature to improve function in your amygdala, which is kind of like the emotion sensor part of your brain. These could be emotions like happiness, stress, or fear, for example. Specifically, the studies focus on stress-related reactions in the brain. Findings reveal that the amygdala activation decreases after a walk in nature. However, it remains stable after a walk in an urban environment. These results suggest that going for a walk in nature can be salutogenic effects on stress-related brain regions. And consequently, it may act as a preventative measure against mental strain and potentially disease. One popular way to do this is forest bathing.
So what's forest bathing?
So forest bathing is spending time in nature, connecting through senses of sight, hearing, taste, touch, and smell. The goal is to live in the present moment while immersing your senses with the sights and sounds of the natural setting like a forest.
I mean, is there a safer alternative than the woods or the forest?
Absolutely. So, you can take a trip to a nearby park, your local trail, the beach, or any other natural setting. Like for instance, Tacoma Community College has a wooded parked area that's undeveloped. That's a really good place to do it here in Tacoma.
So what if I live in a city and don't have access to a way to go to a forest? Would this still be effective if I was walking in the city?
I mean, even if we don't live near forests or have access to large open spaces, we can practice some type of forest bathing wherever we live, like even more in urban settings, like a park or a small little forest or even like trails.
Okay, so Nevaeh, what do you think? Or what is the most effective way that you found that someone can do this, whether they're in the city or a natural setting? Mm-hmm. Like, how do you get the full benefits from forest bathing? Mm-hmm.
So the key is to practice mindfulness and be fully present in the moment. So you need to have all electronics put away or turned off, notifications too, so no headphones and no music.
You mean like, what about phone calls?
No phone calls, no notifications.
Okay.
So what would you guys say is the best time of day to practice forest bathing?
According to the experts, they say early morning or weekday afternoon will provide you the most benefits from forest bathing.
So what are the benefits from forest bathing?
The benefits would be positive impacts on a person's sense of well-being, lowering their blood pressure, heart rate, level of harmful hormones like cortisol, which is what your body produces when it's stressed. Exposure to natural environments can help you put you in a more calm and relaxed state. 10 to 20 minutes a day outdoors can lead to an increased well-being and happiness and decreased amounts of stress. So a study of the Forestry Agency of Japan found that forest bathing even triggers natural killer cells known to fight cancer cells.
All right, well, that sounds good to me. Would you either of you actually do forest bathing?
So I think I would actually do forest bathing. Last summer I used to take walks with my sister with like no destination, we'd walk the park trails or just around our neighborhood, and a lot of the times we wouldn't even be talking, just listening to our music. It was really hot in Tacoma last summer, so I enjoyed being outside instead of sitting in the house. It is a little different than forest bathing, though. With forest bathing, I'd be alone and not listening to music, but I think it's something that I could possibly enjoy.
The closest thing I've probably ever done to forest bathing would probably be camping, because out there you have no service, you're mm-hmm. just around people,
yeah.
around the woods. But I like the idea of turning off everything and disconnecting from the internet, because in middle school, when I was a manager for my school sports, I would just be outside with my friends while they were doing their sport or whatever,
yeah.
and I wouldn't be on my phone. Like, even though I could have been, I just chose not to.
Yeah.
And I feel like in middle school, I just wasn't as stressed out as much, or my mental health wasn't as bad as it is now, because mm-hmm. now I'm in high school. Me and my friends are all busy, and we don't get to hang out as much. So it's either I'm busy doing something, or I'm at home on my phone,
yeah.
which isn't really the best for my mental health.
That sounds really stressful.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I think I would. I actually think I did this when I was younger, probably. I didn't even know I was doing it. When I was a child, before the age of computers and cell phones, we just had one TV. You know, cell phones were like a movie idea. They hadn't happened yet. And basically when we were done with our homework, we were trying to go out to the woods. And that's where we would spend all of our time with the neighbors and the friends. We were running through the woods. It seemed normal to me. I learned a lot. And I honestly don't recall having a ton of anxiety as a child. And I've always felt so relaxed. And I don't think I ever had problems sleeping.
Yeah.
Believe it or not. You know, maybe it's because I was getting physical exercise too.
Mm-hmm.
But, maybe just one of the added benefits. And as an adult with kids, when they start using electronics in schools early mm-hmm. now, we lived in a lot of urban settings, moving from duty station to duty station.
Mm-hmm.
And just being stuck in the city, it was really good to go away during the summer into a natural setting. Mm-hmm. And we would go camping. We'd be out of range for cell phones and stuff like that. No cell phones, no TVs, no anything. And we all had a really good time. It was a great way to get away from all the stresses of natural life, and it wasn't staring you right there in the face.
Yeah.
Sort of like if you have a bill to pay, or if you have an assignment that's due, you know, or a notification on your phone. You don't see any of that. Getting away from that seemed to be really therapeutic as a family, and mentally too, to force all to refocus on like what was right in front of us. And regardless of like how tired or smelly or dirty we were, like, we all wanted to stay longer
mm-hmm.
because maybe it just felt that good mm-hmm. to not have stress. We were all in a really good place when we left, and it seemed like a really good break from life. So I would definitely recommend forest bathing to anybody.
Yeah.
And if you can't forest bathe, maybe your day-to-day life is crazy. Take a week. Go camping. So
thank you all for joining us today.